Greetings, everyone. I hope you're having a beautiful day. If you aren't, just remember, I love you. God loves you. You are so loved. All right. Today, I kind of want to just chat with you guys, kind of bring you into my mind a little bit. I've been really thinking about shifting my reality and paradigm lately. It's something I kind of dabbled in last year, and I didn't really analyze what was going on with all that, or even just shifting realities back then. But I did it, and when it happened, it took me by surprise to the point where I didn't consciously realize that, oh, I really did shift my reality. Now, for some of you guys that don't even know what I'm talking about, and I probably already sound crazy to you, let me just backtrack here. So shifting your reality, or your reality. So based on where you're at in life, what's happening around you, you know, your everyday life, that is your reality. Everything that you go through on a daily basis or a weekly basis or whatever. And usually that tends to be some type of cycle that you're in that plays out pretty much the exact same way throughout the week. And then, you know, subtle differences, of course, divine timing. So things are going to happen in your reality that need to happen in order to push you or propel you to wherever you're supposed to be. But ultimately, when you're in your reality, you are where you're supposed to be, right? Now, some people's realities are dark, and there's a lot of things that go on in their realities that they don't like. Other people live in a heaven mindset, almost a hell, but a heaven mindset where their life seems to be perfect on the outside. I mean, granted, everybody has ups and downs. So even when you have quote unquote a great life, you're still going to go through trials and tribulations in order to learn and grow. Now, the same thing goes for a person who's in a hell mindset or a reality that seems like hell. And I've experienced both. For 10 years, I felt like I was in hell, and my reality was very dark, very depressing. I went through a lot. I was dealing with trauma, anxiety, depression, social anxiety. I was dealing with so many things that it was just literally ridiculous. And then around the end of my, college journey, I end up shifting paradigms or shifting realities into a happier state. And I'm not going to say it was because of, you know, getting out of college. I'm not going to say that. But it was more of a lifestyle change in the decisions and choices that I made after college that kind of shifted my reality. So just sitting here kind of thinking and analyzing my life from that point or one point to another point and realizing that, okay, this is something that I've been doing unconsciously and subconsciously for pretty much my whole life by making decisions and certain actions and choices that end up shifting my realities. And when you really think about it, it's so simple. So the conversation that I have with a lot of my intellectual friends is the reality that we actually live in multiple realities at one time. I think they call it interdimensional existence. I don't know if that's the actual what they call it, but literally just being a multi-dimensional person or walker, if you will, and knowing that yes, you are in your physical current reality now, but there are other versions of you in other realities, in other timelines that make completely different choices and decisions and have completely different lives and circumstances than the one that you are currently in. Now, I have all types of theories about this because it is a deep hole to go into, or a subject, if you will. It's not really a negative one. I want to say it's like a dark rabbit hole or nothing, but you could get really lost in the sauce with all this stuff because there's a lot to it. At one point I was like, okay, well, how am I consciously in the reality that I'm in right now? Right? How am I here? How did this happen? And that's kind of what prompted all of these thoughts, or the analyzing of that I've been doing this since I was younger and didn't even realize it. But based on all of these different timelines and choices that you can make to get you to these timelines, when you realize that shifting paradigms and realities is based off of your conscious decisions and choices and actions in the present moment, and whatever you do will kind of make up the map as you go along or your journey. And if you make a decision different from the other. So let me back up here. For example, you are in your car, you just got off of work, and you have a decision to either go straight home or go to the store. Now, those two options are two different timelines. Those are two different timelines. There's a timeline or reality where you go home, and then there's one where you go to the store. just right there, you're shifting your paradigm based off of the decision or choice that you make. And I didn't realize it was that simple or that easy. And sometimes when people talk about it, they make it seem like it's harder than what it is. Like you have to meditate and you have to get into this state to match the frequency of the vibration of the other reality that you're trying to shift into. And all this can sound crazy to a person who has no idea what I'm talking about. And just bringing it back to the conversations I have with my friends about being a multidimensional walker, knowing that, yes, there are versions of me that exist right now at the same time as me right now in other realities, and their worlds and their realities are completely different. However, it's just me. It's just different versions of me. How crazy is that? And most of us don't even realize it. It gets to the point where it's like, in one reality, you could possibly be a cat or a tiger. Like, you never know. In another reality, you could be a doctor with blue eyes. Like, realities are so different. Now, in my experience with shifting realities, I've come to find out that I'm somewhat, well, I don't even want to go there and try to make it seem like I'm some type of nexus human, and I'm pretty much the same in every single reality. But in my experience, I am. For some reason, I tend to shift into realities that are the same. Now, I'm going to sound completely crazy to a lot of people out there. I know this, and it's kind of nervous for me to, like, I'm kind of nervous to even put something like this out, because on my podcast, I tend to just talk about a lot of uplifting spiritual things. I don't really go off into this world too much, because I know how it's perceived from the outside. But in the spirit of just being able to express what I want to express and talk about whatever I want to talk about, this is what I'm choosing to talk about right now. And I'm not doing it to, you know, negatively impact anybody, but just to show, or not really show, more to express that we all consciously shift realities all the time and don't even realize it. We constantly shift paradigms and we don't even realize it, and it's crazy. Let me back up, because I feel like I talk too fast sometimes. I'm probably not even talking that fast, but, you know, it feels like that. But when I talk to my friends and we have these conversations, and we always kind of fantasize, oh, what's my life like in this reality? Or if I made this decision or this choice, and then my life became this, you know, blah, blah, blah. We just go into these conversations and realizing that, oh, okay, well, back in the past, I've made certain decisions that have changed potential outcomes of my current reality. And now that I'm in this reality, I'm realizing, okay, now I can see what choices I made back then that kind of collectively created the reality that I'm in right now, versus some of the worst decisions or bad choices that I made that shifted things to, you know, also affect the current reality that I'm in. And realizing, okay, there's some goods and bads, you know, pros and cons to life, of course. Currently, to be honest, there's a lot more pros and cons in my reality, and I love that. But being human, and there's always that urge of more, 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 right? You want more out of life, or more out of whatever. And so feeling like that, I was like just kind of contemplating, all right, well, maybe I need to shift my reality again. Maybe I need to get into a space, or, you know, shift into a space where I'm able to make things move and shake like I want them to. And that's why I just, you know, jumped into this space of like thinking about it. Like, how did I shift realities before? Because it was a complete shift in my life, or my reality. I know I keep saying reality, but literally I went from 2019 smoking, drinking, partying, turning up, doing a whole bunch of stuff under the sun and the moon, not caring about literally anything, especially existing. At that point, I was just on a just running myself into the ground. Although I still was very blessed during that time, to God be all the glory. Like, literally, it still blows my mind how God protected me and blessed me during that time. But realizing at the end of that experience, I got to this space where I was like, none of this is making me happy. None of this is fulfilling me. All of this stuff is doing is just making me, honestly, not like myself. It makes me disgusted with myself. And I got to this space where I was like, all right, well, I'm unhappy with myself. What can I do to change it? And so then I started praying more, started meditating, started changing my diet. I literally started to shift my reality and my paradigm, and not even realizing it, based off of the choices and actions I was making in early 2020, late 2019, like December. And realizing, okay, well, everything that I do in this present moment, everything that I change here, everything that I do right now to change for the better is going to impact the future version of myself. And it did. Now, fast forward to now, we're in 2021. I'm sober. I'm in a completely different headspace, a completely different location, atmosphere. My life seems like a complete 360 from where it was in 2019. Granted, 2020, I spent that entire year just healing and trying to get myself to a positive and healthy mental space, but also physical space and spiritual space, and being very well balanced between the three, or finding a balance between the three, and then realizing, okay, I can exist here, and I'm happy to exist here on this planet. Now, the shift came for me mid-2020, and I've talked about this in other podcasts, but it felt like this just divine energy had opened up, and God literally like took me out of one space and stuck me in another, consciously speaking. It's like I have shifted from one mindset or one paradigm to the other, literally. And it literally, and I kid you not, I remember I was boo-hoo crying out of being happy. Like, I was just very, I don't know how to explain it. I was happy crying. I had a lot of joy, and my heart was filled with a lot of gratitude. And I was crying, and I was just talking to God, and literally just driving down the road. And I forgot, I was listening to something. It wasn't music, but it was like a spiritual guru or something like that. And she had said something towards the end of her YouTube video, and she was like, oh, if you are experiencing like you are in a new space, or maybe God has blessed you with a new life or a new reality, or you feel like you woke up in a new world, you did, blah, blah, blah. Like, she was going on and on. And it just fit that moment perfectly, because I didn't realize just how far I had shifted realities based on my choices, actions, and decisions. Now, granted, I made a lot of positive and healthy life choices in 2020. A lot of things that I wouldn't normally do, I did. And I shifted my paradigm significantly to the point where it was almost like, whoa, I don't feel like I should be blessed the way I'm blessed. Like, that's how it felt. I became vegan. Well, not really vegan, but I did vegan for about a month. And I was like, you know what? I'm too skinny to do this. So I need to have some type of meat in my diet. So then I shifted or I switched to being a pescatarian. And that's what I've been ever since last summer. And that was one of the best decisions I made, was getting my diet together. And I put a podcast out a while ago called Raise Your Vibration, where I kind of go into depth with my journey with just some of the positive life decisions and choices that I made in order to raise my vibration and where I was. Because ultimately, 2019, I was in probably the lowest vibrational space you could think of, a state of just complete fear, agony, pain, trauma, just all of that, you know. And on top of that, I had opened myself up to things beyond time and space, if you will. And I'm not trying to say I was possessed or nothing like that, but I was very much suppressed by a lot of outer darkness things that were going on. And so I had to shift out of that environment completely and get into a more lighter, balanced space. I don't want to go too deep into that, because again, all of this could sound crazy to somebody, you know. One thing I've learned, I don't even want to say that because it's going to ruffle some feathers, but it's the truth. You know, you could be the smartest person in the world and talk, but to a dumb person, you're going to sound dumb. And I'm not saying that to be shady, but it is what it is. The whole point is, backing up here back to the paradigm shifting. If you are unhappy in your life where you are currently, my advice to you, not that you need it, but first, I would embrace it. I would analyze it, accept it. You go take it into accountability, everything that's going on in your reality currently. And if you're unhappy with those pros and cons based off of, you know, going through and going, okay, well, this works, this doesn't work, this works, this doesn't work. Start to kind of X out those cons on that list however you can. And sometimes it's just as simple as making a different decision than the one before. Now, this is my own personal example, and I'm not trying to do it to ruffle no feathers or make anyone mad, but to realizing that sometimes it's best to be happy where you are currently. A lot of us chase happiness and go, oh, if I had this, or if I did this, or if I accomplished this, I'll be happier. I'll get there. I'll be, you know, I feel like it's a human thing that most of us do. I'm not saying all of us, but I know I do it sometimes. Or I feel like if I had this, or I got to this space or this level, then I'll be happy. And then last year, I got to heal and all these different things and realize that it's more about being happy in the present, but doing it in a healthy way, right? Being able to just, you know, I guess, weather the storm, being happy, whether it's good or bad, whether you're going through something great or something terrible. And learning how to just stay in a neutral space. Sometimes that doesn't necessarily mean happy, but that doesn't mean distraught or depressed or sad, right? Getting to that neutral space. And in that neutral space for me, I was able to, okay, see what works in my life, in my reality, and what doesn't. And then make choices and decisions based off of those pros and cons, just like a list. And as I start to X out these things that were making me sad or would negatively impact me in my life, I realized, okay, every time I do something now in the present to combat whatever this con is, it is going to impact my future self, the future version of myself. And when I get to that space, things will be as they're supposed to be. Mind you, everything is going to work out how it's supposed to work out anyway, because that's just how God designed this whole thing. God works in mysterious ways. That is the truth. And everything does happen for a reason. So the best thing I can say as far as advice to anybody who's struggling with their current reality, you know, embrace it, accept it, make conscious, positive choices and decisions that will help propel you into the next reality or paradigm or whatever you want to call it. Paradigm shifting is all about the mental space and shifting from one thought pattern to another. I think of this literally as shifting from a negative thought process to a positive one. Anytime you're down or feeling bad or feeling like things aren't going your way, shifting your mental state to a gratitude space and understanding that everything works for your highest good, and wherever you are in life, you're there for a reason. There is a quote by Wayne Dyer that says, "When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change." And this is so true. It's based on your perception, how you perceive something. If you look at something or a situation arises and it causes you to feel negative emotions or think in a negative way, realize that you have the power to then shift that thinking and look at the situation or circumstance or just whatever it is in a more neutral space. You literally neutralize whatever it is. And that gives you the opportunity to then shift your thinking. And that's what I'm really trying to say with all of this. It's based off of your mental space and shifting from one mental paradigm to another. And then you can really see that manifest in your physical reality. But it happens on the inside first. The change happens within the mind. Got to change the way you think. And it's harder than it seems, you know? Because if you are accustomed to thinking in a negative thought process pattern, then you're going to continuously do it until you break out of that way of thinking. But again, the change happens within. And you just got to know when to really reprogram your mind. And I don't even like using words like reprogram and programs, because honestly, I just chopped that all up to spells and whatnot. Just spells rebranded as programs. But realistically, when you realize the only way you can be happy is if you're happy on the inside, the things around you, the external things, they're not going to do anything for you. Well, let me not say that. They might do something for you temporarily, but in the long run, they're just things. They're all neutral things, and you're the person who adds value to those things. And if you aren't happy, then those things just become nothing or valueless things. But again, that's my perception, at least. I've realized I could have all the money in the world, but if I'm not happy, then me having money isn't going to make me happy, or me having this or that isn't going to make me happy. Unless I'm already happy, and those things just amplify the happiness, right? But, you know, again, it's all based on how you perceive things and your thought patterns. If you're someone who is a little bit more optimistic and you're able to think in a positive light more than a negative one or way, then chances are this is going to be very easy for you to do. And it gets fun at that point, because then you can shift your reality and your paradigm all the time whenever you choose. If you're ever going through a bad situation, just remember there's always a chance that you can turn it around for the better based on your actions, choices, and decisions. Each choice, decision, action that you make, it does shift your paradigm whether you realize it consciously or not. And most of us have been doing this since we were children, you know? We've been jumping through realities. And I have so many thoughts on this. I'm definitely going to put some more podcasts explaining this out because it's a very deep subject. I often think that even in our dreams, we are consciously visiting other realities. Another person may argue and say, you know, that's not true. Great, maybe for you. For me, I definitely believe that the veil is so thin at the point of sleep, when you're in REM sleep, that you just start jumping through different realities, right? You're consciously experiencing other timelines or things that could potentially happen based off of whatever your action or choice that you do. So shifting through ideas of realities or timelines. So me thinking that, you know, I'm like, all right, that happens while I'm sleeping. Well, what happens while I'm consciously awake and, you know, thinking in this brain of mine, right? If I can shift through realities in sleep, obviously that means I can do it in, you know, regular conscious reality, being awake. So that's what I started to do, or started to realize that I was doing all along. Every choice, every action, every decision shifts the paradigm. Another random example. You may decide to take a trip or something, right? You go off, you take a trip to New York or something. Now, you touch down in New York, check in your hotel, do all these things, blah, blah, blah. Then it gets to about 7 p.m. and now you have the choice to either relax in the hotel or to go out and explore New York City, right? And based on those two options, or maybe more, there could be 3 or 4 more options. Obviously, you can have dinner, you can do whatever. But you go, instead of staying in the hotel and sleeping, I'm going to go out and enjoy the city. You go out and enjoy the city, and then you run into the love of your life. Or vice versa, you run into someone that you can network with, and they put you on to some money or something. You know, you never know what happened. But imagine if, instead of doing that, you just stayed in the hotel. Now, you didn't go out and you didn't meet this person to help shift your paradigm, or this lover, or the person to help you with your work opportunity. Instead, you stayed in. So those realities never happen. Crazy, right? I don't know if I explained that right, but it's just crazy how realities can truly be shifted like that. There was a train that just came by. I don't know if you guys heard that. It's a hello. But yeah, I just think it's very interesting, all of this reality shifting stuff. Now, I'm sure there's plenty of other ways to shift your reality. Most people are going to say it's through meditation. Other people will say it's through healing. Other people say you can just actually walk through a mirror. I don't know. I'm not into the magic stuff. So, you know, to each his own. But for me, what I've realized works in my reality, or shifting realities when I'm not where I want to be, is by creating a chain of positive actions, right? Making good decision after good decision, good choice after good choice, better choices, and each choice ultimately shifts you into a better reality, or a reality you more desire. And that's the easiest way I've found to shift realities. Now, I'm going to hop off of this because I'm pretty sure if I keep ranting or going on, I'm just going to sound crazier and crazier, and nobody has time for that. So, good luck with shifting your realities if you want to do that. I don't know if you're even interested in that, but yeah, God bless. Good luck. Happy shifting.